raise in front of me.
All right, if you're going to do it, like, why not?
Standing up.
Yeah.
And doing this, I mean, I could on stand, each other. I understand. Like, that. Actually doing that on each other.
Oh, well our venue is also a dogging site. I forgot to mention it.
I can understand if it was Marvin Gaye or something, but...
I was so confused. And they only started when he came on. Like,
amazing.
Yo! Hey, welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. Full team inside. Hello, my name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name is Tate.
My name is Javel.
Flu. This is going to be the quickest weekly rundown of all things WWE. This week, we've got a couple of things to talk about from outside the ring. We also have to discuss what was Raw 25. And we are going to give our Royal Rumble predictions. Actually, do you know
what? And NXT TakeOver as well, please.
Oh, is that this weekend as well? Yeah. Do you know what? I didn't even know that. That's bad, isn't it?
We've got some good matches.
I think we should do some kind of game, yeah, where we all pick someone. Skillet's taking selfies for some changes. We all pick somebody for the Royal Rumble, yeah?
But nice.
What's the prize, though? Like, whoever's person gets the closest should win something.
I'm ready for the world. I'm ready for the world.
Oh, so when you say closest, I was kind of like... So Dolph Ziggler's kind of like this. You mean whoever comes second or third or some shit?
I mean, like, the closest to...
Now, this is an awesome idea. What are the stakes?
Ziggler's going to win.
No, I want to pick Ziggler. You can't have Ziggler. I've got Ziggler.
Wait a minute. Who the one who called it?
But this is my game.
I put £9 on it.
But this is my game.
But I put £9 on it.
No, you can't have Ziggler.
Considering you're going to win the money, I think it's fair that Ace gets the
fine. You can have Ziggler. You didn't even mention Ziggler in your top 25 Raw moments. Shame on you, sir.
Yeah, shame on you.
Hang your head on shame.
Neither did the crowd.
Yeah, maybe didn't.
Oh, talking about that, I watched it. I listened to it back, and I realised that, you know, we were just talking about what moments should be in the top 25 and what shouldn't. I, like some annoying mark, just went, well, Jeff Hardy, he jumped onto a big inflatable, didn't he? So that's no big deal. And I realised how much of a douche I sounded like. So just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm quite aware what Jeff Hardy did was very impressive, and I can barely get up from the couch to eat biscuits. So I apologise for that. Well done, Jeff Hardy.
I'm very dangerous. should we talk about the really weird week in wrestling, first of all, before we talk about Raw 25?
Yes. Can we do a quick... rundown of the disaster that is the 205 Live from its incarnation to
inception.
Now.
Inception.
Yeah, that is basically
inception, the right word, right? Yeah. Not incarnation.
It's the second curse of WWE, 205 Live curse.
The new XFL.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
That might be the third.
So should we?
Yeah, we've got all these ideas. We should really discuss some of this them first, bit, guys. Let's start with the news.
Let's start with the Enzo Amore story. Does anyone want to break it down? Because I don't really know the ins and outs of it. You guys would play it with me in.
Okay, so Enzo has been released by WWE because he was accused of rape by a lady called Philomena Sheehan.
How did Vince McMahon fire him?
Skillet. It's not quite right. This is a rape case. I don't think we can make...
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
I might have done that backstage.
We cannot...
I'm not making light of rape. I know. You guys overreacted. Go on.
I just want to make it clear. Skillet is not making light of rape because you can't teach that.
I can't deal with you guys. So, Enzo, he was at Raw 25. He got sent home.
Oh, he was actually there?
Yep, he got suspended there. And then less than 24 hours later, he got released. Got released because he didn't let them know that he was under investigation
since October, apparently.
That was the reason why they released him, not because they think he is.
All jokes aside, I think it's one of these things where it would be unfair to talk about it either way, wouldn't it? So I think it's safe to say that if it's true, may he burn in hell. If it's not true, may she burn in hell. But I think it would be kind of unfair for us to discuss it much more because,
well, I mean, Tay's got some more information.
Go ahead, Tay.
Well,
thank you.
Her Twitter is very contentious. She does go into kind of what happened. So she let out a tweet on the night, I think it was the night of Raw 25, which is why WWE were pissed as well, because they had to do some, what's the word, mitigation? I don't know.
Some what? Damage control.
That's the word, yeah.
Damage control.
So, yeah, it's good, because that came out same time as Raw. So she basically let out what happened in the why she was investigating.
There were some suspicious tweets kind of bragging
before,
about it, right?
Yeah, there was texts from her friend. Her friend showed the texts that she sent the morning after She changes her story quite a bit. She also went into a mental hospital for 45 days. And then another tweet, she said 26 days. She says she used someone's phone where it's quite...
Why is Enzo fired then?
Not so, because, no, no, because no, he didn't tell WWE. Okay.
Also, let's face it, he was troubled. On. So I think it's... let's say this has happened to a Cena or someone like that. They certainly would have given him more time. But because there is issue, I think they were just like, you know what, I can't be doing with this.
Yeah. I also read earlier that Enzo has been trying to get out of his deal.
Did you know? Apparently he's been trying to get out and he wants to focus on becoming a rapper. Have you heard him rap? Did you hear his rap on Pete Rosenberg and Ebro in the morning?
No, was it good? Okay.
ladies and gentlemen, he just gave him the look.
The look, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that she lied and I'm not saying that Enzo's guilty. It's just a very messy, messy situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where it's not... Well, it never is clear cut because the only people are going to know is him and her. That's the only people that are going
to
know.
And but, obviously our job on here is to talk shit about stuff and make light of stuff, but it's a very serious situation and it's not funny. But yeah, it just sucks basically, doesn't it?
I think the important thing to say is at the moment, he didn't get sacked because of the allegation.
No,
he got sacked because he kept it from them.
Exactly.
Because,
I feel like they would have helped him. Yeah. Even though he was on like his last straw, like they would have helped him.
They would have probably put him up, kept him off TV for a while to make sure that they sorted it out and find out exactly what went down.
Well, Rick Swann hasn't been fired yet, has he? So
and obviously,
But well, so I connected to that then. Yeah, the curse of 205 Live. Let's go. You've got Neville who got sick and left.
Oh, let's start from the beginning.
Okay, go ahead, Skills. Go.
Because
break it down.
The Cruiserweight Classic launched in 2016. Was it 22? Man tournament, am I right about it? Yeah. The right numbers, which was actually a success, a rounded success, a lot of hits in the network, which spawned the rebirth of the cruiserweight division. Vince made a new title, TJ Perkins becoming the first ever cruiserweight champion of the new of the new generation, this of the present day generation, I guess. They announced they were going to make a 1 hour show, weekly show after SmackDown Live, which already was a bad idea. Yeah. For that's already against them straight away. Then there we go. So it was TJ Perkins, who was first ever cruiserweight champion. He didn't get over.
He flopped.
They gave it to Rich Swann. He kind of got over.
Yeah.
Then he lost it to
Brian Kendrick. He got injured.
Kendrick got injured, so Rich Swann won it back. And he lost it to Neville when Neville turned heel, which was the best thing they'd done. Yeah. Then it did a great momentum shift with Neville, being, even though 205 Live matches are mostly on the kickoff throughout the whole year, but at least Neville was the highlight of it. Neville, if you look back...
He carried it.
He stole WrestleMania last year with Austin Aries. They signed Austin Aries to 205 Live, which was another big signing, which didn't work out, didn't they? Fell out with Austin Aries. They fired him. Neville got bored of his position as a cruiserweight champion, walked out the company, and ever since then, it's been nothing but trouble. The next champion after that was Enzo Amore. I mean, Flew thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. In my opinion, I don't think that worked either.
I think Flew's going to come in and...
I don't think, in my opinion, honestly, from what Enzo was back in NXT with Big Cass to what he became with 205 Live, I never liked Enzo in 205 Live, in my opinion. I don't think that worked. You can
come in just, a minute. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, go on.
And then, obviously, you have, you know, they tried to replace him with Hideo Itami. That didn't work. Rich Swann being arrested for...
And Itami messed up thing his face.
Itami breaking Brandon Kendrick's face with his knee. And we haven't seen Hideo Itami since.
We missed one champion.
TJ Perkins out the window.
We missed one champion.
They turned Jack Gallagher heel.
Oh, you mean matey?
He had it for one day. Who was
Hiro Itawa.
Akira Tozawa, which they could have done something with him, but they decided not to. It's just one big XFL toilet bowl of shit.
And now they were going to announce a new general manager of 205 Live.
Yeah.
That's correct. They are looking for a new general manager.
Wasn't it announced who it was?
No. Who's it? Who have you got?
I swear it was announced.
No, people are talking. There's ex-Park Hurricane Helms. No, there's Matey. Who was Enzo's number two?
Drew Gulak.
No.
Drew Gulak.
Oh.
Yeah, Gubba Gulak and all that stuff. Yeah. I think they're all in the running. But can I just clarify why Skillet's looking up information, ladies and gentlemen? I did not necessarily love Enzo. I enjoy anybody who lives their gimmick.
Right.
I enjoy anybody who cuts a real promo. I like people to live their gimmick. Now that his gimmick is that, maybe...
Let's not lie. Enzo is an amazing character. I'm sorry.
He is. Yes, he is. 100%. I didn't say he wasn't.
He's a very good character.
I just felt he dipped. Okay. He was in the same end zone.
He wasn't a great wrestler.
But was that his fault or was that who he was working with?
Everything.
Yeah. Did you see the interview of Corey Graves? That was awesome.
Mm. I didn't get to see that.
Awesome interview.
I guess it's off the network now, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
So they just removed
it. Do you think they're going to Ben Warren?
Well, if it's true.
If it's true, they would.
Yeah. Jeez.
If it's true, he'd probably get Ben Ward.
Oh,
speaking of allegations that may not be true or may be true, Richard Rodriguez has come out and claimed about a bunch of celebrities that he sold steroids.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Well, I don't know. Okay. But obviously Roman Reigns is on the list.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns has come out and denied that he's learned his lesson from when he took steroids 2 years ago.
Right.
And said he hasn't seen Richard Rodriguez since. And he's had 11 drug tests with WWE since then. But now Richard Rodriguez has come back apparently and said he has proof that Reigns has taken it recently.
Ooh.
So this could be more hot water for the Shield reunion that is redundant and shit. How is the best thing of the Shield reunion is Jason Jordan? That's crazy, right?
That's insane.
What else we got to talk about?
Well, you obviously got the return of XFL. Why would you not bring back a product that lost $70 to $80 million? Why would you not bring that back?
Yeah. You're a big Vince fan. Why is he doing
that? I'm not a big Vince fan anymore.
I feel like you
because
are.
They had a press conference with Vince McMahon and they asked him, hey, you know in the NFL, a lot of black players are taking the knee.
Yeah.
And how do you stand on this? It's congratulations. It's going in the contract for them to stand up and
Serious?
Yeah,
and sing in the contract.
Yeah.
The other things I loved.
But then again, it's a different platform, isn't it? Because XFL is not NFL levels in terms of people watching.
Yeah, but you can't force
people.
You can't force people.
But you shouldn't never force people to pledge allegiance to a flag that doesn't love them.
That's crazy.
Also, he said that 3 hours is too long, so he's going to cut the games to 2 hours, which has made people just piss themselves. Really?
Wow.
You're saying 3 hours is... Well, that sounds familiar. He's also said anybody with a criminal record will not be allowed in his federation. Really?
Wow.
So basically, he's just taking all the things... The issues with wrestling at the moment. 3 hours. They're all fucking criminals. But not putting it into the football.
How long do you think XFL will last?
2 weeks.
Okay. Raw 25! The 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw was this past Monday night. We were very gassed about it. If you listened to the show last week, we were all very excited. I was in my house bouncing on the walls. I was like, yeah, just want it to start now.
Really excited.
So excited.
I had a curry. I had a couple of beers on the side. I had a little bit of smoke on the side. Yeah. And I was ready to... And you know what? Mm. Only 3 times a year do I get to do this. I got my girlfriend to watch with me.
Really?
Normally WrestleMania and a couple of other events, I get away with it. And, well, I'll let you continue on.
As she's not really a wrestling fan, how did she enjoy it? I'd like to know.
For instance, at the end, I left in a bit of a mood.
Yeah.
And she was like, come on, it might get better. I went, nah. That was it. She went, oh, I don't understand.
Yeah.
What was that? She just didn't understand how those three big men came. Well, then she's pretty good. She knows the names now. But that, you know what? I'm babbling. Otherwise, I'm gonna fucking explode.
It started off really well.
First promo.
Let's talk about the first opening.
Nice opening. Oh, that's one thing you could say. The production, as always, production. Well done, WWE. The opening package, amazing. All very slick, but
Shane and Stephanie bring out their dad, Vince McMahon. They give him a plaque, which was quite funny. And then Vince turns on the crowd, starts switching, and then...
cutting out the plaque.
Yeah.
This plaque reminds you of the crowd.
Yeah.
He's still... say what you want about him. He's still one of the most interesting performers.
He killed it. He killed it.
He's completely Arsene Wenger'd the product, but he's still so entertaining to watch. And the way he can switch it on him, amazing. Yeah.
And then we hear the Stone Cold music, which...
Everyone went nuts.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw a pop like that?
Yeah, it's been
crowd actually, not a kind of, oh, that's fun. Literally, grown men and women jumping out of their seats actually.
But that was
screaming.
Us in Texas.
Yeah.
When Austin came back, when Austin Michaels and Mick Foley came back against.
It was almost like they didn't know he was going to be there, but we all knew anyway.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was weird, but it was amazing. It was a really good pop. Austin comes out and
didn't talk.
To be fair, did you see though? Austin has spoken about that. He said, well, what did you want me to say? He said, there was really. I mean, I don't know if it was his decision or not, but from what I got from the interview, it sounded like he was kind of like, why? I've got nothing to say. There's no point in doing a back and forth. I'll just go and drop them on their stack of dimes, I believe he called it.
Right.
So, actually said, what was the point?
I think Vince was very hilarious when he saw that, his son, Shane.
That was
amazing.
Yeah, but basically, one of the best stick men in the history of the business. It would at least have been nice to hear a couple of words, wouldn't it? Yeah,
I would like a good WAP promo. That would have been good. But yeah, it was good, man. Shane took a stunner. Vince took a stunner. Shane took another stunner. They were. What do you guys think of the stunners?
Yeah, poor Vince.
Vince fell on his first one.
You could see he was doing it so gently.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, it was a 50-year-old man on a 73-year-old man, wasn't it? So.
It was good. Do you know what? Should we just? Were there any other highlights from Monday Night Raw? I didn't really understand the Taker thing.
The Undertaker come out and announced that he's not retiring. That was his way of
saying. So that was a not retire.
Well, I took that. How did he end it? The demon souls. What did he say?
He said something about you guys. Did he say you're not gonna rest in peace? Or did he say?
Yeah, so? I think he was kind of doing a salute to the people he's taken on. But unfortunately, yeah, it was an absolute. I mean, he's never been the best on the mic.
It was weird.
He didn't come out and say he's gonna retire, did he?
No.
No, he
did. But he did say he wasn't though.
I don't think I ever said he's retired since WrestleMania last year when he took off his clothes.
That was retirement.
That's not what says who. Says you.
You left your gloves
emotion,
in the ring.
So what? That emotion was a retirement emotion.
No. John Cena's done that. He took a leave his when he lost to AJ Styles last year.
His face said I retired.
And left it in the ring.
That was a retirement face.
Back since. No, Taker's not retired. If he retired, they would have made it clear that he's retired.
So,
but it's his choice though. Every year he gets a choice.
I'm telling you right now, and he's wrestling against.
He is not wrestling against Jinder. No.
Do you think Taker's going to be in the Rumble?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do think he's going
to
be in.
And he'll eliminate everybody and lose to Dolph Ziggler. No.
I might have Taker for the winner then. If you guys think he's going
to
be in the
Rumble, he's not going to win though.
He won't win. No.
He'll be in it, but he won't win.
Okay, imagine not. We'll go to the Rumble. Okay, so.
But basically, another disappointment.
That was disappointing. Yeah. Anything else that was good or bad?
The best thing of Raw 25 was Miz versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah, but look, means Roman Reigns got a lot better chance of winning the Rumble.
Well, does he? After this gets the hero scandal?
Oh, I see. No,
does he? No.
I think so. I think they're backing him because the guy is in jail, like we said.
What do we think of
the DX reunion? DX coming
terrible.
Out?
Yeah.
I mean, I love DX. Obviously, I'm a massive HBK guy, but I had to
terrible.
I had to forward it because it was so. It's
trash.
Like watching
trash.
You know, yeah.
Trash.
I had to forward it, and then
Bullet Club DX
Hitler, aka Triple H, came out. He can turn the crowd. The way he just went, it was you, because they started booing, didn't they? The Manhattan crowd got ripped off.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were saying stuff like "Give us." There was a chant of "Give us something," which is never.
No way.
Yeah. Give us something. We want a refund.
Give us something.
Give us anything. And then Triple H comes out and goes like. And he's like, it was you who did this. Zikar, it was you who did this. You're the best. You're the ones. Kill the Jews. It was you. It was you. And he's a master manipulator because he tried his best to get the crowd back. And the other thing, to be fair, Triple H. Well, two things. One, if Vince McMahon is doing XFL, does that mean he's going to bugger off and leave it to Triple H more? Because apparently it was Triple H who made the audible and went, we're in the shit here.
Yeah.
And he made the phone call and got Miz down and got Seth down. Because obviously they're just across town. So apparently it was Triple H who went, we're screwing over the fans here. And he was the one who made the call to get as many of the guys over from the Manhattan Center to the Brooklyn Center. So fair play to him if that's the case. Because he knew that they completely shit the bed.
Well, so why did they have the two separate centers?
No point. There was actually no point.
They should have done it in the one center.
Yeah.
They should have done it in Manhattan Center.
Well, no, you can only fit 200 people. I mean, that's
right.
Well, because money. Let's face it. It's all about money. Yeah. This is the highest ratings since like 2012. They made a shit ton of merch. They made a shit ton on tickets. So it was a complete success. But unfortunately, they can say how much they love the WWE Universe. But for me, they completely screwed us.
Yeah.
And I hate to sound like a mark. And I know there's people out there going to be like, oh, if you don't like it, just stop watching. I can't do that. It's like watching the last... You know, you have to watch the last season of Lost. I'm not going to stop supporting Southampton because we are shite at the moment. Do you know what I mean? But it's incredibly depressing. And I do feel a little bit like a slap in the face.
What did we think?
I don't feel that bad, but it was just a bad show.
It was shit.
Yeah.
What did we think of the cameos? Because there were a few.
There were some nice ones. Brother Love, that was funny. I loved the MVP was there.
Yeah.
And they all came and waved. Yeah. Oh, thank God you came all that way to wave.
We're playing poker, guys.
How cringe went. I saw an interview.
Me and G's cameo was good.
Okay.
When AJ Styles got him to interview him. That was good. That was nice. And I enjoyed
the boogeyman.
It was a weird. Oh. Tori Wilson looked a bit. Yeah. And then Tori Wilson.
There's a bit of beef. Lita didn't turn up, did they? But does that mean Lita's going to turn up in the Rumble?
Probably. She'd probably be a part of it. Ronda Rousey shut down rumours that she's going to be part of the Royal Rumble.
Which is good. No, but then
TMZ took a picture of her. Yeah, she's in. And Triple H having dinner.
She's going to win it.
She's not winning it.
She's going to win it.
No, I'm putting out into universe. She's not winning it.
Can I make a prediction now? Shayna Baszler is going to beat Ember Moon.
Ember Moon.
Due to the health of the Four Horsewomen.
Okay.
And Ronda Rousey is going to win the Rumble due to the help of the Four Horsewomen. And the Four Horsewomen will go into WrestleMania with a program with Charlotte. And it'll be their version of Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen ringside, whatever. That's my prediction.
That's your hot take.
Yes, my hot take.
Your predictions are shit.
I feel like that's all good, but I feel like it's too soon. They can wade that out for a lot. They can pull that out for a long time.
We said that about Oscar and thingy. Now they're taking on each other every week.
Is Ronda Rousey going to be a full time WWE?
No.
So.
And look, Skillet's got a ring, moving face.
So why is it too soon?
But basically, you know what's annoying? They've had the biggest, so many people. I think they almost hit like a 5 million rating, which is like, what? That's not a bad Attitude Days kind of rating. But the fact is, all those people that went, oh, I wonder what's going on there, and had a look, they're going to watch it and go, nope, shit. Still shit.
Yeah.
Still shit.
You know what I mean?
The thing is, I think there all those 5 million people probably hoping to see CM Punk as well.
Okay. Yeah. There was a couple of clips of him, though.
Apparently, there was massive Punk chants. There was massive Punk chants, apparently, before in the Manhattan Center and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Punk chants everywhere.
Someone tweeted us, do we need to ring the bell for Broken Matt Hardy?
They tried their best.
How long was the match? Like 6 minutes or something.
They tried their best. He was bleeding, wasn't he? But, yeah.
Skiller looks disgusting.
I'm so upset about this.
What happened?
They've just wiped their dirty hands on Broken Matt Hardy. I hate it. I loved Broken Matt Hardy. Like, yeah. Ooh, I love it. But they're just ruining it for me. I'm ruining it.
The feud ended. Is it ended, do you think?
No, I don't think it's ended.
Yeah, but why did he lose?
Yeah, because it's ended.
So is it done?
Yeah, probably.
That is a damn shame.
You know the one moment where I got really excited and I went, they've done it here. And I went, good. At the end, when that Bullet Club music hit, I went, oh. And I thought, if they come out and beat them down, I went, I will bow my... I went, well done, WWE. Yeah. And very gutsy to have on your 25th anniversary show, something that's nothing to do, basically.
Right.
And I thought they're going to beat him down. And Finn Balor's going to slag off Michaels. This is going to be great. And then they just all too sweared. Which I went, okay.
But didn't I tell you that Revival's going to get destroyed?
Yeah. Oh, of course, everyone knew. They got completely ascensioned.
So that's it? That's it for Revival?
That's it for Revival.
Wow. Don't get me wrong, the too sweet moment was great. And obviously you've got the DX connection. But it was just ultimately disappointing, wasn't it?
We did predict Heath Slater would go through a table.
Yes.
He did.
Apparently, that was originally meant to be Enzo.
Yeah.
Because apparently, this is the thing about the 25-year anniversary, the person who got the most television time was Heath Slater. Because he had his stuff plus Enzo's stuff.
Yeah.
So Heath Slater had the most. Oh, and talking about awesome, what about the Ric Flair thing? Have you ever seen someone more deer in the headlights looking at a script off to the left? Oh! You've been saying woo for 30 years. Has someone really got to write it on a fucking piece of paper to the left?
More than that.
All you got to do is say woo.
Flu, can you explain your reaction of X-Pac when he arrived with DX?
Billy Gunn
and Road Dogg.
I think it was because, let's face it, this was the first time he's been on... it's the first time he's been on television. Not drunk.
Yeah.
Not high. So you could see his big eyes. He was all like, oh, what the fuck's going on? I've never been in front of people not off my tits.
And what did you think of Billy Gunn's shape? He looked great.
He looked great.
He still wrestled for NJPW, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he's still on steroids. Of course he looks great.
Jericho was good.
Jericho was good.
Bring him over and have him backstage.
Yeah.
Who was that with?
Bring him outside.
Elias.
And by the way, sorry I keep talking, but I'm quite passionate about this. Didn't you guys diss me last week? There's no way Cena... Elias is going to happen.
Not at WrestleMania.
I don't think so.
Elias might eliminate Cena or something at a Rumble.
I feel like if Taker can't wrestle, then he will fight with Elias at WrestleMania.
Cena, I think Joe will be back in time for that. Joe Cena, I think.
All right, Raw 25 was.
Give it a mark out of 5.
-2.
What?
I'll give it a 2. For Steve Austin.
2 out of 5.
Just one.
5. Yeah.
One. That's an average of 0.
Cool.
SmackDown, I didn't watch it. I just saw the New Day and Bobby Roode promo, and I was like, yeah.
Jimmy got, was it Jay got his humble pie, lost to Chad pretty clean, didn't he?
I'm assuming Jimmy and Usos are going to lose the titles to, well, we'll talk about it in predictions. But, yeah.
I think that was good. SmackDown was awful as well.
Yeah, I can't actually remember too much apart from AJ Styles at the end. You know,
all I remember, Ty Dillinger's voice is weird because I haven't heard his voice before. He kind of sounds like an old time radio guy. He was like, "I can't wait for the Royal Rumble. It's gonna be a 10. And I was like, "What a weird old fashioned voice you have." But that's if that's the main thing you can remember from SmackDown.
Yeah,
it's
that's it. Yeah. Do you guys want a mixed match challenge update?
Yeah. Sure.
Oscar, that's what they're called, Oscar.
Yeah, yeah.
They have advanced to the next round.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, they beat Big E and Carmella.
I think they're going to win because they're getting the most internet interest.
Yeah.
Did you see the stuff going viral, though?
What stuff?
Well, you know with the Mixed Match Challenge, they leave the mics on louder.
Okay.
And there's this hilarious one. You know, obviously, because they just talk, you can just see them, their mouths moving. Obviously, you can hear Finn Balor for the whole match, and he's obviously running out of things to say because he's going, "Go on, pin her. We're in the Mixed Match Challenge. We're in the Mixed Match Challenge. Go ahead and pin her. Come on, we're in the Mixed Match Challenge." And it's hilarious. On another one, you hear the referee just go up to Miz and go, "Hi, guys, Oscar's going over." And Miz goes, "Thanks." And you can just hear it. Wow. Yeah, he just goes up to the Miz, "Oscar's going over. Thank you."
I like Oscar. I did like Oscar's beating up every woman in the division.
Yeah.
Spit in Raw 25. That was good.
Don't you dare look for pluses in a piss poor show.
That was good.
Paige was there, wasn't she? Did she just stand at ringside?
Yeah, she's
at ringside. She's
at
ringside.
She's not gonna miss
anything. Okay. Royal Rumble predictions.
Well, let's do NXT Takeover first.
Okay.
NXT Takeover Philadelphia.
Obviously, Street Profits are not on this pay per view, which I'm disappointed in. But they'll probably be in the pre-show because they'll probably kick off Philadelphia, and I'm actually looking excited to see a big crowd in Philadelphia chanting along to the Running Man, and it'll be quite good.
The Running Man is hard, though.
Yeah. All right. So the first match of NXT Takeover will be Cassius Ohno versus Velveteen Dream. Dream is gonna win that. Obviously, we all know he's gonna.
It's
win
the Dream all day, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's over as well.
Yep.
Him and Gargano, they had a match the other day and the crowd was going nuts for both of them.
You won.
So who's it? Gargano.
Okay.
Who's your money on day?
I hope it's Velveteen Dream.
Oh, what the hell? It's Cassius Ohno. It's Velveteen Dream. Why would you think it's Hope? It's definitely going to be Velveteen
I love
Dream.
Cassius Ohno, but unfortunately he's a fat guy in a small facilitating vest, isn't he? I mean, I love him. When he was Chris Hero, amazing. But now he just... You can't tuck a vest into a pair of pants.
It is weird.
You can't just do it.
Hey, so you're saying Velveteen Dream?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Literally.
The Undisputed Era versus the Office of Pain. I think Undisputed Era and Office of Pain are going to go to the main roster.
Agreed.
After Raw.
Both teams?
Yeah. No. Undisputed Era retains the title.
Oh, okay.
Retains the NXT titles. Office of Pain goes off to the main roster.
Okay.
And we'll probably debut, debut on Raw or something.
I can see that.
Yeah, yes. They'll debut. And do you know who they'll squash?
They'll squash Revival.
There you go.
They'll squash everybody, basically. That's the team that's going to get pushed.
Rhino and Slayer.
They'll squash Rhino and Slayer. They'll squash Titus Worldwide. Yeah. They'll squash everybody in that whole damn... That's the only team that's going to get really pushed from the NXT roster. So, unfortunately, I would have loved to have Revival get pushed because of the injuries. They've been set back, and I guess Vince doesn't forgive wrestlers when they get injured because Finn Balor hasn't...
Been
back in the title picture since.
One of them in trouble recently as well.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe for some comments. Yeah, and you're saying Office of Pain as well, yeah? Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon. This is a shame because I think Ember Moon deserves a longer run. And I get
you think
feeling
she's not going to win?
I get the feeling Shayna Baszler is going to win. I think they're going to do something with the Four Horsewomen.
Yeah, but I think that's because Ember Moon is going to be in the Royal Rumble. So it's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay. So she'll probably go to the main roster, basically.
What show, though? SmackDown or Raw?
I would put her
SmackDown.
On...
SmackDown leader.
I don't know.
Yeah, like keep her away from Asuka for a while.
Yeah,
we've seen that.
And have that. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, maybe SmackDown. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care.
Aleister Black versus Adam Cole.
I feel like Adam Cole's going to win.
I think Adam Cole needs to win.
Aleister Black got the TV one, didn't he? So I think
Adam Cole needs to win.
So I think either Adam Cole's going to win Aleister Black is going to go up, or This feud just continues and they have a feud back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think Black is ready to go up yet.
Yeah, I think you could probably go to WrestleMania with that match, couldn't you?
Yeah.
In a ladder match or some shiz.
And the main event, Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano.
Gargano's going to win this one.
Nope.
Really? Yep. I think he's going to win.
Nope. I think Matey's going to cost him it, isn't he? Got skills. What are you
saying? They've got big plans for Andrade Cien Almas. I honestly think that Selena... Zelina. Vega. Yeah, Zelina Vega is helping out Andrade have a major push. And I think Andrade will have a long reign like Bobby Roode did. And I feel Tommaso Ciampa is back from injury and he's going to interrupt and interfere and cause Gargano the match, which will cause on to the feud between Ciampa and Gargano to have their WrestleMania match in NXT TakeOver WrestleMania weekend.
Okay.
Ace?
Don't watch it.
I have no idea.
Yeah. He's not.
Absolutely no idea.
Nobody cares about NXT.
Oh no, I'm looking for that because I know.
No, nobody cares.
No,
I know it's not going to
disappoint. I know it's not going to disappoint. But WWE, NXT rarely disappoints.
Yeah.
War Games disappointed, but other than that, it's been all good.
Okay.
So what's next, people?
The Royal Rumble.
If this is shit, I'm gonna fucking.
What matches are there before we actually get to?
Apparently, there's a Bobby Roode open challenge. Do you think Dolph Ziggler will show up then?
No.
What on the kickoff?
What would be the point of the whole thing?
On the kickoff. Come back on to the kickoff again.
On the kickoff, Bobby Roode has an open challenge.
Definitely not. Someone's gonna come up.
Okay.
What on the pre-show?
On the kick, that would be shit.
Someone from NXT will come up.
It'll probably be
or
Ty.
Someone will return.
It'll probably be Ty Dillinger.
Or someone return.
Okay. So we don't know who that is. We can't really call that. But Bobby Roode's gonna be tame regardless, right?
Yeah.
Luke Gallows and Anderson versus...
Wait!
Ace has got it. Hold on. Where's
James
it?
Storm.
Has he signed?
No. But I just like
that
it.
That is so left wing.
That would be sick.
That would be amazing.
That would be so sick.
Philadelphia will go mad
He's
for
left
that.
He's left TNA.
He's left TNA, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I believe they inquired, but he wants to spend some more time with his children, so he's staying home.
That would be sick.
It would be sick. He was great.
Anyway, so... Okay.
Luke Gallows and Anderson versus The Revival.
Who cares?
Gallows and Anderson.
Kalisto, Lince Dorado, and Gran Metalik versus TJ Perkins. Oh, he's back. The Gentleman, Jack Gallagher, and Drew Gulak.
Hold on. Yeah, we haven't discussed what they do with the title now.
Oh, is this a mixed thing to see who gets a title shot or what? What is this?
I don't know.
I think it probably ends with one of them falling off the top rope, breaking his neck, then the ring will light in fire and they're all dying.
What do we think of a 205 Rumble, guys? No?
No.
Okay. Wow, yeah.
Why not? Just put 10 of them in a ring.
Is there 10 of them? Just saying. I don't even know.
Where's Hideo, Tommy? Women's Rumble match.
Oh, this is okay.
What was that? The first one on?
Yeah, of course it's going to be the first one.
It's not.
You think it'll be the main event?
It's not going to be
the main event. No, it's not the main event.
No, I think it's going to open.
Really?
No, oh, that's going to open up the
Because you can't have two Royal Rumbles in a row.
That's true, actually. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
All right, so you get a bit excited, isn't it?
One revolution at a time, darling.
All right. What, we doing like predictions? Who's going to be in the Royal Rumble or who's going to win?
Who do you think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble?
I would really like Nia Jax to win.
Okay.
Yeah, now she hasn't got the Enzo story. She might as well.
No.
She's not going to win. I don't think she's going to win
either. I'm going Ronda Rousey because I truly believe that if you do want a female match to be the first headliner of WrestleMania, I think your best shot is Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey.
I think it's Ronda Rousey because they're making history with this match and this needs to be with a bang and it's something impactful and I don't see any other women making that impact apart from Ronda Rousey.
I don't know, but have you heard the thing? Stephanie is commentating and people are starting to really panic that Stephanie's going to get involved. Because, I mean, but then again, wouldn't that be the ultimate heel?
What's worse, guys? What's worse? Stephanie McMahon winning the Women's World Rumble or Ronda Rousey winning the Rumble?
I actually thought she was going to be in it.
What's worse?
I think
Stephanie speaking, I'm not saying she is. I'm saying.
What's worse?
Ronda Rousey. Stephanie winning it?
Ronda Rousey.
Or, what?
Stephanie McMahon is a former women's champion.
Excuse me?
She is.
Hey, don't take the piss.
Is she not?
So what?
Is she not?
How did she win that? By being somebody
pedigree
leader.
She's still
wrestling. She's still wrestling. Put it on top of her.
She's still wrestled before. She's still wrestled before.
Wait a minute. Ronda Rousey is a UFC, former UFC champion. She could do bits. She could do bits. And let me say something, yeah? If Stephanie wins that Royal Rumble,
she is not going to win.
Stephanie's a McMahon.
That's what, in my opinion, that's worse than Ronda Rousey winning it. If I'll be fuming.
What the heat she'd have though?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you.
That's not good heat.
I agree with
that. That is switch the telly off heat.
But that is like something that WWE would actually do.
They would.
You have to.
Exactly. And they would do the Ronda Rousey thing too.
I don't think they would do that.
Stephanie wins. Then Ronda Rousey like comes out to like challenge her for WrestleMania. That'd be pointless actually, wouldn't it?
No.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going with Ronda Rousey.
Oh, you know what's going to happen? Oh, I know what's going to happen. Stephanie is going to win it. She will win it. Well, she thinks she's won it at number 29, forgetting there's a number 30 entrant. And that number 30 entrant will be Ronda Rousey.
Okay. That would be good.
That's how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the sane one here. And I'm just going to go for Asuka.
Yeah. And it's boring.
I know it's boring, but I'm just going to go for Asuka.
I feel like Asuka won't win it because that's the only match where she doesn't have to win.
Yeah, I get that, but I just think it's the only thing that makes sense.
She's going to clean house.
Also, she won't win. Yeah. I think we're forgetting one thing, ladies and gentlemen. And Ace, obviously, you're in the biz, you know this. Remember that if she wins, she's got to do all the interviews and the press leading up to WrestleMania. Yeah. And she doesn't speak English. So how is she going to do that?
You should get Jerry Hart from NWA. And bring it and World Class Championship Wrestling.
Can I be honest as well?
Yes. Of course, Ace. You can always be honest with me.
My mind says Asuka. My heart says Becky.
I've got a little thing hoping Becky gets it.
I don't hope she does.
Wait a minute. Back to what you were just saying. Like back to what you were saying about Asuka not being able to talk.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch? Get out of here, man.
I think it could happen.
No. They hate her.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Who from NXT do you think is going to be?
Ember Moon, definitely. I think Bianca Belair will be involved. Shayna Baszler will probably be involved somehow. Yeah, I don't know.
I think so. Do you think Kairi Sane will come up and have a bit of
Kairi Sane will probably do a little song, maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe not. Maybe not too much people. But
what of the...
Legends.
Trish, probably Lita, probably.
I think Lita's got to, otherwise...
Probably Molly Holly.
Very bizarre.
Ivory. She's going to be in Hall of Fame.
Molly Holly is a massive shout.
Molly Holly.
And Ivory.
Beth Phoenix, probably.
Ivory's going to be inducted this year, so she'll probably have a little song. Oh, that's Ivory! And
also with Glow as well.
Yeah.
They also said, what's that woman's name? Is her name Serena?
Oh, Deeb. Selena Deeb?
Yeah, what about her?
She's in it.
Oh, she's in it as well?
Yeah. Is that her name?
What, in the room?
Selena Deeb, yeah.
She was
former Straight Edge. Punk's
Straight Edge.
Yeah.
She's in it as well.
Okay. All right. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. I'm sorry. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm going with AJ.
I don't know how.
But I'll go with AJ.
I have this really wild imagination, where it kind of leads on to a Royal Rumble as well, yeah. Okay, so what's going to happen is Sami Zayn's going to give AJ Styles the haluva kick. He's going to pin him. Kevin Owens is going to take him off and be like, no, we're supposed to be co-champions. They're going to argue. AJ Styles is going to come and he's going to go for Sami Zayn. But Kevin Owens is going to pop up power. They're both going to pin him. They're going to win. Then AJ Styles gets put into the Royal Rumble and wins.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But it's not going to happen.
Now, what's going to happen is what you just said about them arguing with each other. No, we're supposed to be the co-champions, and AJ Styles do a double phenomenal forearm, 1-2-3.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Can you do a double one?
Yeah.
AJ Styles could do anything.
Yes, he can do anything.
Seth Rollins, Jason Jordan versus The Bar.
Yeah.
Ace?
We're going to go with Jordan. Jordan and Rollins.
Okay.
Bar.
I personally can't wait to see Seth Rollins match up against The Bar. I mean, who would have thought? Wow. What a matchup.
I mean, we've never seen that in 2017. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see Sheamus versus Cesaro as well. I just don't care about this match.
Okay, but you have to choose a prediction.
Though. Oh, okay, Seth Rollins to win with the curb stomp because it's sweet.
Okay. Usos versus Gable and Benjamin.
Yeah, I think who says
it? I think the drinking thing has probably damaged them a bit, and I think Gable and Benjamin will be the new tag team.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I also think who says I'm going to Raw. I don't know if I'm probably. I hope so. I think that's going to happen in this next shake up.
I think they're going to do some crazy thing with Benjamin and Gable concerning ladders at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
Consider you have to get Shelton Benjamin in a ladder match at WrestleMania.
That's what I'm saying.
It has to be
done. It's like, remember when you used to do that?
Yeah. Remember when you used to try and kill yourself? Amazing. Human highlight room.
Brock Lesnar versus Kane versus Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. I'm going to flu first.
Oh, it's Brock Lesnar, obviously.
Tay.
Definitely Brock.
Ace.
Brock.
So not Strowman?
No. Nope.
Do you think Lesnar's going to do a spot where Kane is at the turnbuckle, Strowman's at the turnbuckle, and he will F5 both of them?
No, he's just going to do Kane.
Yeah.
I've got... there's this thing at the back of my... A 1% chance goes, Vince likes to mess with people. He wouldn't give it to Kane, would he, to say thank you?
Oh,
just for a
that.
Month. To lose at Elimination
thank
Chamber.
Thank you for what exactly? I don't know.
20
I don't
years
remember,
of service skills.
I remember Kane doing anything
I feel like
great.
Kane's got more of a chance than Strowman. You're right. I think you're right. I don't think Strowman's going to get in it, honestly. I think that whole, like, just giving him a little something for a few weeks, that could happen. Yeah. And he loses it at, what's the next?
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
Scum.
But don't get me wrong, it's going to be Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the
So we're putting our bets on here. So the person closest, what do we do? Gets drinks bought to him, or the person who loses? The person who... What's the rule?
You came up with this crazy concept.
Everybody picks one wrestler. Yeah. Why are you standing up? I thought he was going to give me a super kick.
No.
And the person that gets closest, meaning that their wrestler lasts the longest in the... Well, actually, not even lasts the longest, gets closest to the end, yeah? We'll get... What should we do? Should we do Monet?
Yeah, why not? Bit of dough.
Yeah, we do.
Put some cheddar on it.
All right, cool. Everybody has to put a fiver in.
I just find it funny that you're going to steal my prediction. Because he's going to go towards the end. You know that, right? And then,
do you think so?
Yeah.
All right. Should no one pick Dolph Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler has been missing from TV for a long time. He's definitely going to be involved in a WrestleMania match. I mean, Royal Rumble match. And he won't be eliminated straight away. He'll probably be towards the end.
What if he's the person that he challenges Bobby Roode?
Yeah, that's fucking shit.
That's very shit.
To make him come back on a kickoff show.
I'll be honest. I can't. I don't know who's going to win the Royal Rumble. I'm going to go with Shinsuke Nakamura. Fuck it. Fuck it! Oh, yeah? That is my choice! Shinsuke Nakamura!
Oh, you've limited me now. Gosh.
Oh, is that you?
I'll have someone else. John Cena.
Wow! So, Skillet, Ziggler, yeah? Skillet, Ziggler. Yeah. Tay, John Cena.
Yeah.
You're Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
I am going with Braun Strowman.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely going in there.
I reckon. Keep it late. 28, 29. Because he's lost the match, but Kane's been the one who gets pinned. He's going to be really angry about that.
Somebody's going
to be all confident, and then at 28, 29, Braun Strowman comes out, and he is your guy.
And he wins the Rumble.
Yes.
I'm going with
Braun Strowman.
A great shout.
That's a really good shout. I like that.
Yeah.
But I like Dolph Ziggler more.
Yeah.
I'll lose my.
Are you guys serious about this Ziggler thing?
Yeah.
It's not happening. But
why?
You know what's funny? I had a conversation with James Dilo from Gorilla Position. Yeah. Shout out to Gorilla Position. And I said, Dolph Ziggler to win the Rumble. Thank you. Good night. And he was like, he goes, that's a great shout skills. But after what happened at SummerSlam when we were, was it 2016? When he had a match with
Dean Ambrose.
They won't invest in him again. And I went, yeah, I probably made a great
mistake.
They kind of have, though, with this whole storyline. Yeah. I feel like this is a slight investment.
But, guy, when have you ever seen Vince McMahon go, you know what, guys? You're right. I mean, XFL, everyone said, you've lost £80 million. XFL didn't work. He's like, I'm going to try again. He didn't go, you know what, guys? You're right. I don't think he's going to go,
done that many
you know
times.
What, Dolph Ziggler?
Vince has done that many
I
times.
Think you're right.
No, but Vince has done that many times.
When?
Daniel Bryan, you know
yes,
what, guys?
Because money,
you're right.
Yes,
Chris Benoit, you know what, guys? There's no money in Benoit.
Where's the money in Dolph Ziggler?
What money in Benoit? What money came from Benoit? There's no money in Benoit, but they still gave him his due. What money
it's
was there?
Different.
No, it's not different.
It's different.
It's a different time.
It is different.
Different time?
Mm.
Excuse me?
I just feel like it wasn't really like a super merch time.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel
what are
like,
you talking about?
I feel like Daniel Bryan's going to sell...
He's been nothing but merch since
I know, but
beginning.
Like, who was like really selling merch during Benoit's era? Just Stone Cold, that was it.
Yeah, Stone Cold.
That was it, though. So like, you can't just invest in... Like, you can't... He didn't have loads of options.
Oh, interesting fact, actually, ladies and gentlemen. Completely off subject. For the first time in many moons, Roman Reigns and New Day was not the biggest selling t-shirt. It was Rusev Day. It's now the biggest selling t-shirt
That's good.
For last week.
They're not going to do nothing with him, though.
Shit, we didn't pick Rusev. No one picked Rusev.
I think he's going to get a massive part. I think they could, if they're not careful, they could Daniel Bryan this. If Rusev gets chucked out easily.
Imagine if he doesn't even, if he's not even in the Rumble.
The other thing I thought, aren't we, we're in Philadelphia again, right?
Yeah.
If they, are they seriously going to make them watch Roman Reigns win again? Won't the Philadelphia Roman crowd Reigns actually riot?
He, I don't know.
He won't win.
There's no point for him to win. We already know it's Brock and
Reigns at WrestleMania. So he's
we don't need.
So you're
that
saying
to
he's gonna lose it, but then win it? Win the?
No,
win
necessarily. It could be Brock. It could be Brock Reigns non-title WrestleMania. How do you know? How do you know Brock's gonna definitely be the champion at WrestleMania?
We do.
We don't.
We do.
That's because he might retain that Royal Rumble. He might lose it before. He might lose it before WrestleMania.
What a fast lane.
He's not gonna wrestle.
No, he might lose it before. Oh, yeah. Was No Way Out?
Well, it's Elimination Chamber of SmackDown, isn't it? And Raw's got Fast Lane.
I live a life in the Fast Lane.
I need to get out of here. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Let us know your Royal Rumble predictions at Kick Out Podcast on Twitter. You got a Royal Rumble party?
I do have a Royal Rumble party this Sunday in Brighton. I have no idea where it is, but it's in Brighton. So
it's in a walkabout.
I'm doing it with my. Oh, it's in a walkabout. That's it. It's in a walkabout in Brighton. Shout out to my boy Ash Rose from Griller Position. He got me the gig. So myself and Ash Rose will be hosting this. We'll be giving out freebies, doing a lot of quizzes and competitions, and we watch the Royal Rumble live with a studio audience. And I will be tired.
But Ace, in fact, I'm gutted I can't go though, Ace, because this was going to be my moment. I was going to take Ash Rose out. Ash Rose, you were going to get Lex Luger. But wait, it will come, Ash.
All right, till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Peace.
Hey, let's put that up in it, don't
you? I need to go.
Yeah, let's put it up.
Was everything okay at the beginning with Enzo? We were sensitive with the Enzo situation.
I think it was all right. Was it? Fine. Yeah, okay.
You're very animated. I'm liking it.
I think I just had a really shit day at work. No, no, I had something quite sugary. That's what it is. I have lots of sweet substances.
Are we free Monday or Tuesday evening? Because we need to get the Rumble thing out quick, don't we?
I won't be here, guys. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm off training for work 3 weeks.
Abroad?
Are you actually off for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I'm in Lincoln.
Boring. You should have done a see you in 3 weeks people thing.
Nah, I don't want to say that. Hi, guys. No.
Can we call you?
Huh? Yeah.
And be like, hey, we've got to take online.
Yeah, that's a great show. Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
I was thinking.
Yeah. So, Ace, hey, so you free Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday's cool.
Should we do Monday evening then? Should we pencil a Monday, 8 o'clock on Monday?
Yeah, I finish at 8. I'll be finished work at 8.
Should we pencil a 9 o'clock on Monday?
Is that right, Ace?
Yeah.
Wicked. Just has to be quick again, doesn't it? Yeah.
I just want someone to tell me everything's going to be all right, man. Huh? That's why I'm going to tell you everything's going to be okay.
With all the Royal Rumble.
Simba's not going to win.